I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Eritrea tops today's news. Christian watchdog groups are gravely concerned over what appears to be an escalating course of repression. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says, for those who are arrested, there is little recourse.
They can't go to some legal, physical power, some judiciary within the country, because it's corruption, it's unjust, and there is no ethical law. But they can appeal to the King of Kings, and we're seeing God really work some incredible acts of deliverance.
Turner points to the recent release of several staff members from custody. What's happening there is a clarion call to believers to get involved. Next, one ministry staff in Croatia are going to be out of a job if things keep up. That's a good thing, as it means the indigenous Croatian believers are leading in evangelism and church planting efforts. World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says they're excited about the indigenous work happening.
We're seeing right now the planting of four new churches by this group, and I think their goals are the important ones, and in the next few years, they expect to plant 10 new churches within Croatia.
And when back-to-school time rolls around, Operation Blessing delivers school supplies by the truckload. Since launching back-to-school efforts as part of the Bless a Child program, more than 790,000 at-risk students in the U.S. have received the supplies they need to start the school year better equipped to learn and excel. While the program's not overtly evangelistic, it does provide participating believers an opportunity to share their faith in Christ with those they reach through it. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.